We have guests from Sarajevo and Belgrade and other places who have just arrived. So I would like to give a little summary for all of you so that you know where we are.
Danas su nam pristigli novi gosti iz Beograda i Sarajeva. Sada tako ću ja ću sažeto izložiti ono što sam do sada govorio tako da znamo o čemu se radi.
We were discussing in our first seminar the necessity of selflessness as a way to get out of the egocentric universe in which we live.
Na prvom dijelu seminara smo govorili o nužnosti nesebičnosti koja će nam pomoći da iziđemo iz egocentričnog univerzuma u kome živimo.
I think towards the seminar we all felt a little, well, this is a very difficult instruction to be selfless.
I onda smo tokom samog seminara svi shvatili da je to vrlo teška instrukcija. Yeah, teško je postati nesebičan.
Ja, vrlo teško, yes. So we are now trying to find out ways how to do this with enthusiasm.
Sada pokušavamo pronaći načine kako izvršiti taj zadatak s entuzijazmom.
We said one who wishes to build the skyscraper of his spiritual life must have a firm grounding in shraddha, in faith.
Rekli smo da osoba koja želi izgraditi nebodir duhovnog života mora imati čvrste temelje koji nisu ništa drugo do čvrsta vjera.
This morning we talked about faith in Krishna and how to develop it.
Jutro smo govorili o vjeri u Krishnu i kako je razviti.
Yes. So this is where you are now joining us.
I tu je sada znači točka na koju se svi vi priključujete našem seminaru.
When a potent man and a potent woman come together in a close way, there will be immediately the insemination and a child will come.
Kada se potentni muškarac i žena zbliže, odmah će doći do začeća i rodit će se dijete.
For those men and women who are not that potent, it will require a few attempts to create a child.
Muškarac i žena koji nisu tako potentni, pa njima će trebati nekoliko pokušaja da bi stvorili dijete.
In the same way, when a potent speaker comes and of Krishna consciousness and we are approaching him in a receptive mood, then there will be a result.
Na sličan način, kada potentni govornik u svjesnosti Krišne dođe i mi mu pristupimo željni toga da primimo ono o čemu on govori, doći će do rezultata.
The potent speaker and the receptive audience will experience the birth of Shraddha, of faith.
Potentni govornik, receptivna publika će doživjeti rođenje Shraddhe ili vjere.
Srila Prabhupada gave us the example of Parikshit Maharaj who listened very receptively from Shukadev Goswami for 7 days.
Srila Prabhupada nam je dao primjer Parikshit Maharaja koji je vrlo prijemčivo slušao Shukadeva Goswamija tokom 7 dana.
Yes, that we know after 7 days, he was so Krishna conscious, he didn't even need to eat and sleep.
I kao što znamo, nakon tih 7 dana slušanja, on je bio toliko svjestan Krishna da uopšte mu nije trebalo ni da jede ili spava.
Parikshit was so much in ecstasy.
Parikshit bio tako veliko ekstazi.
It is said that when the demigods saw that there was so much amrita or nectar in that gathering of saints, they arrived in the Bhagavatam session and said to Shukadev Goswami, we want to trade.
Priča se kad su polubogovi čuli da je tako puno nektara ili amrite prisutno na toj Bhagavad diskusiji, da su došli i rekli Shukadev Goswami, želimo jedan posao da...
We want the nectar of Krishna consciousness.
Da, želimo taj nektar svjesnosti Krishna.
And in return we give you the amrita, the nectar of eternity, which if you drink it, you will become immortal.
A zauzrat daćemo vam taj nektar vječnosti koju kada popijete postajete besmrtni.
Shukadev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj said, no, thank you.
A Shukadev Goswami i Parikshit Maharaj su rekli, ne, hvala.
We prefer the nectar of Krishna Katha.
Nama je draži ovaj nektar Krishna Katha.
Yes, when the speaker and the hearer are potent.
Da, kada su govornik i slušalac potentni.
And then the wonderful goddess of Shraddha, of faith, will be born.
Onda predivna Božica Shraddhe ili vjere će se roditi.
We heard the definition of faith is complete clarity of the mind.
Čuli smo da je definicija vjere ništa drugo do potpuna jasnoća uma.
No doubts.
Nema sumnje.
Your path is clear.
Vaš je put čist.
Dobro. Very good. But Prabhupada says, where nowadays is Shukadev and where is Parikshit?
Ali Prabhupada kaže, a gdje je u ovom dobu sada Shukadev, gdje je Parikshit?
If we want that faith is born in our gathering today at the Frushka Goranga camp, we need to come close to Shukadev and to Parikshit Maharaj.
Ako želimo da se danas na ovom našem kampu na Fruška Gorangi rodi vjera, onda mi moramo postati nalik Shukadev Goswami i Parikshit Maharaj.
If you want to understand these sublime subjects, you will have to pay one price, my dear devotees.
Ukoliko želite shvatiti ove uzvišene teme, onda ćete, dragi moji bhakte, morati platiti jednu cijenu.
This time my lectures are not for free.
Ovog puta moja predavanja nisu besplatna.
Would you like to know the price?
Da li želite znati koliko košta?
No problem. But I don't know if you, this was a very doubtful yes.
Pa nisam baš siguran. Ovo da koji ste izgovorili je bilo jako sumnjivo.
My dear devotees, I have brought jewels for each one of you.
Dragi bhakte, danas sam donio dragulje za svakoga od vas.
Are you prepared to pay the price, Mathura Kishori?
Da li si spremna da platiš cijenu, Mathura Kishori?
Mathura Kishori is intelligent. She wants to see what is the price first.
Mathura Kishori je mudra. Ona prvo želi čuti koja je cijena.
If you want to receive the queen of Shraddha in your heart,
ako želite dočekati kraljicu Shraddhe u svome srcu,
you must be prepared to give the price of seva, of service.
Morate biti spremni ponuditi cijenu seve ili službe, služenja.
You will only get realization if you do service.
I realizaciju ćete steći jedino ukoliko služite.
Hearing without paying this price will not be fruitful in Kali Yuga.
Slušanje u Kali Jugi neće donijeti rezultata ukoliko ne platimo tu cijenu.
Because we may not be Parikshit Maharaj.
Zato što možda nismo baš Parikshit Maharaj.
At least not each one of us.
Barem ne svako od nas.
And I am certainly not Shukadev Goswami.
A ja svakako nisam Shukadev Goswami.
Trying to repeat what I have heard, yes.
Pokušavam ponoviti ono što sam čuo.
So let's pay the price of service.
Stoga platimo tu cijenu služenja.
Then you can get faith.
I tada ćete moći steći vjeru.
Service doesn't only mean to run around and doing some activity with our hands.
Služba ne znači samo trčkarati naokolo i neke aktivnosti obavljati s rukama.
Do you know that the two most important services don't involve your hands?
Znate da dvije najznačajnije službe uopšte ne uključuju vaše ruke?
They are hearing.
Radi se o slušanju.
And chanting.
I pjevanju ili mantra.
Yes, you have heard correctly. You can come to this lecture and say, I'm doing the service of hearing now.
Da, dobro ste čuli. Možete doći na lekciju i reći, ja sada radim službu slušanja.
How do you do this?
Ali kako to činite?
You give your full attention, Dharma Setu Prabhu.
Tako što ćete posvetiti svoju potpunu pažnju.
Then you do the service of hearing.
tada u stvari prakticirate službu slušanja.
And when you are in the kirtan, like tomorrow we will do a nam yagya, you can do the service of chanting.
A kada učestvujete u kirtanu, kao što ćemo sutra raditi nam yagyu, onda radite službu pjevanja.
It's not only that Akash, who will play tabla, will do service and sweat.
Nije samo da će Akash koji svira tablu služiti i znojiti se na taj način.
Ojasvi, whose veins will be very visible.
Ili Ojasvi, čije će vene postati jako vidljive.
From all the singing service. No.
Od silnog pjevanja.
You can also do service.
Ne, vi također možete služiti.
Glorify Krishna.
Slavite Krishnu.
You are so wonderful.
Ti si tako divan.
Hare Krishna. And in this way you can do service.
I na taj način možete služiti.
Then you will get realization.
A tada ćete dobiti realizaciju.
Yes. Now I am very much aware that we were talking about faith about Lord Krishna.
I sada ja sam itekako svjestan da smo govorili o vjeru u gospoda Krišna.
But faith in Krishna alone is not sufficient.
Ali vjera u samog Krišnu ili sama vjera u Krišnu nije dovoljna.
As devotees we want to also increase our faith in the process by which we can find Krishna.
Kao bhakte, mi također želimo povećati svoju vjeru u proces kojim možemo naći Krišnu.
You know, if you want to be successful in Krishna consciousness, you need to be patient and you need to also have faith in what you are doing that will bring you the result.
Kao što znate, ukoliko želite biti uspješni u svjesnosti Krišne, morate prije svega biti pažljivi, a zatim imati vjeru da će vam ono što radite donijeti rezultat.
If you are reaching perfection immediately or not, the faith in the process is of utmost importance.
Bez obzira da li odmah dostignete cilj ili ne, vjera u proces je od vrhovnog značenja.
Jiva Goswami gives the example of someone who wants to find gold.
Jiva Goswami daje primjer čovjeka koji pokušava naći zlato.
He needs to be continuous in his attempts to find the nuggets.
On mora biti postojan u svojim nastojanjima da nađe te grumenčiće.
If you want to become successful in your Krishna consciousness, you need to not give up in the face of delayed success or delayed perfection.
Ako želite biti uspješni u svjesnosti Krišne, morate biti spremni da ne odustanete kad god se suočite sa odloženim uspjehom.
But if Krishna sees that you are patiently and faithfully performing what is called abhidheya.
Ali ako Krišna vidi da vi strpljivo i sa vjerom prakticirate ono što nazivamo avidejom,
he will become visible in your life.
On će postati prisutan ili vidljiv u vašem životu.
And then Krishna will drive away lust and other faults from the heart so that you can feel the supreme bliss.
I tada će on otjerati požudu i druge nedostatke srca tako da možete kušati konačni ili vrhunski oblaženstvo.
It is said on this process of devotional service you should continuously make your attempts without the slightest bit of false ego.
Rečeno je da na ovom putu prednog služenja trebate postojano pokušavati odbacivši najmanju trunku lažnog ja.
See, when a person is very continuous in his spiritual practice, he will get some perfections.
Kada osoba je vrlo postojana u svojem služenju, onda će ona dostići određena savršenstva.
I have heard from Prabhupada that if you go for 14 years to the Mangal Arati, then your mystical perfection is that everything you say is the truth.
Čuo sam od Prabhupada da ukoliko 14 godinama zaredom idete na Mangal Arati, dostižete savršenstvo da sve što kažete jeste ili postaje istina.
So whenever you do a spiritual practice continuously, you will get some perfection.
Kad god radite predano služenje postojano, onda ćete steći određeno savršenstvo.
I think Kishori has showed yesterday the mystical perfection of perfect acting.
Mislim da je jučer Kishori pokazala mistično savršenstvo savršene glume.
Yes. Although she is a shy personality, she was yesterday very successful with convincing us even without speaking many words.
Iako je ona sramežljiva po prirodi, moram reći da je bila toliko ubjedljiva da nas je ubjedila čak i ako nije izgovorila puno riječi.
But there are other perfections which become by continuous spiritual practice.
Ali postoji druga savršenstva koja će nastupiti sa dugotrajnom postojanom duhovnom praksom.
People who meet you will understand this is something special about this person.
Ljudi koji vas susretnu će shvatiti ima nečeg posebnog u ovom čovjeku.
At that time ego comes in. Oh, ja sam specialni. Then everything is going away.
E tada se budi ego i kaže ja sam specijalan i tada sve nestaje.
So when you are practicing your spiritual process, Abhideya, it's said that you must be free from ego so that the result is not stolen away.
I zbog toga se kaže, kad prakticirate taj duhovni proces, morate to raditi bez lažnog ja, tako da rezultat ne bi bio odnešen.
Yes, these are some things about how to develop faith.
Dakle, govorio sam opet o nekim stvarima koje se tiču razvijanja vjere.
We also spoke about spontaneous or natural faith and forced faith.
Također smo govorili o prirodnoj prirodnoj vjeri i prisilnoj ili da, prisiljenoj vjeri.
Spontaneous faith arises in the association of good devotees whose faith will rub off in your heart.
Spontana vjera se druži, se rađa u društvu takvih bakta koji imaju vjeru i će se vjera prenijeti na naše srce.
Forced faith is when you just imitate someone without the, you know, the juice in the heart.
Dok je prisilna vjera opet ona koju prakticiramo dok imitiramo jednostavno druge ljude bez ikakve draži u srcu.
This imitation is not useful for getting high class Krishna consciousness.
Ali takva imitacija nije od velike koristi za dostizanje visokoklasne svjesnosti Krishna.
It's better you wait and you cultivate your enthusiasm and according to the level of your enthusiasm you become active.
Bolje je da uzgajate svoj entuzijazam i postanete aktivni u skladu sa nivom na kome je vaš entuzijazam razvijen.
Practice in a way which can where you can get some good ecstasy in your good lively faith in your heart.
Prakticirajte na onaj način koji će vam omogućiti da razvijete jednu zdravu oživljenu vjeru u svome srcu.
Don't imitate the devotee who doesn't sleep.
Nemojte imitirati baktu koji ne spava.
You will become umski, you're very mental.
Osjećate vrlo mentalni.
Yeah, practice according to your level.
Znači, prakticirajte u skladu sa nivom na kome sam.
Don't imitate.
Nemojte imitirati.
Yes. Now I would like to enter into a very interesting subject.
I sada bih začelio zaći u jedno interesantno područje.
I personally believe that this will be extremely helpful for many of you.
I osobno mislim da će mnogima od vas ovo biti od velike važnosti, će vam pomoći.
Most of us Westerners are inclined to logic and good arguments which convince us.
Većina nas zapadnjaka je naklonjena logici i dobrim argumentima koji će nas ubijediti.
We are a little afraid of what we could call in our language, Mahaprabhu, blind faith. We are afraid, a little afraid of this.
Malo se bojimo onoga što običavamo nazvati slijepom vjerom.
We like to be thoroughly convinced on the level of the intellect. Isn't it, Virachandra?
Želimo biti potpuno potpuno ubijeđeni na nivou intelekta.
So Jiva Goswami gives us now a five-step process. I think he speaks to all of us here at the summer camp by which we can develop our very natural faith.
I sada Jiva Goswami, koji mislim da se obraća svima nama na ovom ljetnom kampu, govori o procesu od 5 stupnjeva pomoću kojeg možemo razviti vjeru.
Would you like to hear about this?
Želite čuti o tome?
Aditya, is it of interest for you? Good. First step.
Prvi korak.
We associate with the devotees in a general way.
Družimo se s baktama onako općenito.
We may not, we do not imitate everything.
Nije da baš sve imitiramo.
We just have general association. Most of you are already beyond this stage, by the way.
Jednostavno imamo jedno uopšteno druženje s baktama, ali usput rečeno većina vas je već iznad tog nivoa.
And we discuss with them.
I razgovaramo s njima.
How do you think this, how do you see the aspect of childbirth in your life? The women will discuss.
I tako će žene recimo razgovarati šta, kako sagledavaš taj aspekt rođenja djeteta u svom životu?
Men will maybe ask the devotees what is about muscles?
A onaj koji nekim muški bakte će pitati drugog, šta misliš o mišićima?
How do you see this subject in Krishna consciousness?
Kako ti sagledavaš tu tematiku u svjesnosti Krishna?
So in a very general way we associate on the level which we are presently on.
Na jedan vrlo uopšteni način družimo se u skladu sa nivom na kome se nalazimo.
At that time we may not feel inclined to accept everything.
I u tom trenutku možda nismo baš spremni da prihvatimo sve.
I feel this first step is very important for us as preachers to know. Don't force, especially an intelligent person, to immediately adopt all the lifestyles of the devotee.
Ali mislim da je taj stupanj vrlo značajan, posebno za nas pričere. Nemojte pokušavati prinuditi posebno neinteligentnu osobu da prihvati sve aspekte načina života.
Yes, let him come in his own way.
Neka pristupi na svoj način.
Prabhupada wrote this about preaching to intellectual students.
Prabhupada je napisao to u vezi sa propovjedanjem studentima koji su intelektualno naklonjeni.
For such people, Prabhupada was even prepared to have one smoking room in the Krishna Balaram temple. Yes. Do you know this?
Za takve ljude Prabhupada je bio spreman da odvoji jednu prostoriju za pušenje u Krishna Balaram hramu.
Hare Bol. Like this, you know. Association in a general way without following so many things.
Znači to je jedno uopćeno druženje bez prinude da se slijede jako puno stvari.
By this a person is coming to the second level.
I na taj način osoba se uzdiže do drugog nivoa.
His attention is turned towards the Lord.
Njegova se pažnja okreće prema Gospodu.
This means a specific form of the Lord.
To znači određeni oblik.
You might have noticed we are not just worshiping God, we worship Krishna. It's very specific.
Možda ste primijetili, mi ne obožavamo jednostavno Boga, već obožavamo Krišnu, vrlo je jasno određeno.
The Prabhupada used to say we know the address of God.
Prabhupada je običavao reći mi znamo adresu Boga.
Goloka Vrindavan.
Goloka Vrindavan.
And we know his telephone number.
Znamo i broj telefona njegovog.
It's not 108, but that's also a good number. It is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna for communication. Huh?
Nije 108, koji je također dobar broj, već prije Hare Krishna mantra.
I think Prabhupada would have given maybe a special prize for our second group yesterday.
Mislim da bi Prabhupada možda dao posebnu nagradu našoj drugoj grupi.
Who had a very, very powerful telephone conversation with Krishna.
Grupa koja je imala vrlo moćan telefonski razgovor s Krishnom.
Yesterday even Krishna spoke in Gujarati.
Jučer je čak Krishna govorio na Gujarati jeziku.
Yes. Yes. Hare Krishna. So the attention is turned to a specific form in a particular kind of worship.
I znači naša pažnja je usmjerena na određeni oblik i posebni tip obožavanja.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says how we as Hare Krishna devotees think of Krishna specifically.
U Giti Prabhupada piše kako mi kao Krišnini bhakte mislimo točno na Krišnu.
For us God is the God of love.
Za nas Bog je Bog ljubavi.
Who exchanges loving relationships with his devotees.
Koji razmjenjuje ljubavne osjećaje ili odnose sa svojim baktama.
He says we don't worship him as Matsya, Kurma, or even as Rama, it's Krishna in Vrindavan.
On kaže, ne obožavamo ga u Matsyu ili Kurmu, niti čak kao Ramu, već kao Krishna u Vrindavanu.
At this stage now something will happen which is new for us.
E sada na tome stupnju dogodit će se nešto što je poprilično novo za sve nas.
If you want to understand now and come close to Krishna, to experience an ecstatic relationship.
Ako želite sada razumjeti, ako želite prići bliže Krišni, ako želite iskusiti ekstatični odnos,
you will turn to informations about Krishna.
Potražite informacije o Krišni.
I think it's almost like when a young boy or young woman falls in, you know, how do you say this in English? Develops some feelings of interest for someone, like it always happens in Serbia. When a young man develops interest in someone.
To je ono praktički skoro kao kad mladić ili mlada djevojka razviju interes jedan za drugoga.
You want to get special information.
Želite dobiti posebne informacije.
How does this person like to eat his or her potatoes? With salt or pepper?
Kako ta osoba želi jesti krumpire sa solju i biberom?
I'm giving very innocent examples because I'm not such an expert in this subject matter.
Dajem vrlo nevine primjere pošto nisam veliki stručnjak na tom planu.
And what are the habits of this person?
I kakve su njene ili njegove navike?
Does this person eat with the left hand or with the right hand?
Da li jede s lijevom ili s desnom rukom?
And what are the dioptrine of the glasses of this person?
I koja je dioptrija njegovih naočara?
What is art taste?
Kakav je ukus za umjetnost ima?
What type of lectures does this person like?
Kakva predavanja želi slušati?
You want to come close to the person.
Želite se približiti takvoj osobi.
So in order to come close to Krishna, you will hear from, you will take shelter of what is called Shravan Gurus.
I sada da biste prišli blize Krišni, onda ćete uzeti utočište onih koji se nazivaju Shravana Guru.
There are many types of gurus. Shravan Guru is some. Shravan Gurus are gurus who from whom you can hear and listen.
A postoje znači različiti tipovi guru, a Shravan Guru su oni od kojih možete slušati.
It's interesting, you will not just hear from your spiritual master.
Zanimljivo je da nećete čuti samo od svog duhovnog učitelja.
You will hear of how does Radhanath Maharaj explain these things.
Slušajući o tome kako Radhanath Maharaj na primjer objašnjava te stvari.
Oh, I'm very interested. There is an MP3 with Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj final instructions. I want to hear this. I mean, after all, when he spoke it, he had already one leg in the spiritual reality, on the other bank of reality.
Da, čuo sam da postoje MP3 sa zadnjim instrukcijama Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, to bi jako volio čuti na kraju krajeva, kad je to govorio, bio je s jednom nogom na drugoj strani, u duhovnoj realnosti.
In older times, when there were no MP3 recorders or anything like that, you would go to Shravan Gurus, plural number, and study from them the scriptures about Krishna, to get more information about Krishna.
U minulim vremenima, kad nije bilo MP3-a, i drugih stvari, onda biste prilazili Shravana Guruima u množini, znači, i tu biste sticali te informacije o Krišni.
You would analyze the scriptures.
I analizirali biste spise.
What is the beginning?
Što je početak?
What conclusions they arrive?
Do kakvih se zaključaka stiže?
What are the themes which come up again and again?
Koje su teme koje se iznova ponavljaju?
What are the original ideas of this one scripture?
Koje su originalne ideje ovog određenog teksta?
I remember yesterday I studied Narada Pancharatna, which has a Radha Kavacha.
Sjećam se da sam jučer recimo proučavao Narada Pancharatru, koje je sadržana Radha Kavacha.
What are the promised benefits of this scripture?
koji su obećane dobrobiti koje stječemo.
And how does it prove its arguments?
I kako dokazuje svoju argumentaciju?
You will, in other words, try to find out as much as possible about Krishna.
Drugim riječima, pokušat ćete saznati o Krišni što je više moguće.
What does he do when he wakes up?
Što on radi kad se probudi?
Do you get the idea?
Da li shvaćate, da li imate, da li vam se rađuje?
You want to now go in the detail with your relationship with Krishna.
Sada što se tiče vašeg odnosa sa Krišnom, želite zaći baš u detalje.
How can you form a relationship?
Kako uopšte možete uspostaviti odnos?
If I tell to one person who is an aspiring disciple, I'm not interested in your life. Sorry.
Ako kažem jednoj osobi koja želi postati moj učenik, pa baš me i ne zanima tvoj život, žao mi.
Or if the aspiring disciple tells his aspiring guru, I'm really not interested in your ideas or your relationship with Prabhupada.
Ili ako aspirirajući učenik kaže svom mogućem guru, pa baš me i ne zanima tvoje ideje u vezi sa...
Give me a name, that's enough.
Možeš mi dati ime i to je dovoljno.
Do you think a relationship will come about?
Mislite da će se izgraditi odnos?
Do you think your relationship with Krishna will come about if you're not interested in him, my dear devotees?
Da li, dragi moji bhakte, mislite da ćete ostvariti odnos sa Krishnom ukoliko se ne zanimate za njega?
What illusion!
Pa to je iluzija.
What arrogance!
Kakve li arogancije?
What pitiable negligence!
Kakvo li žalostnog zanemarivanja?
Find out the details.
Saznajte detalje.
What does Prabhupada say about this?
Šta Prabhupada kaže o ovome?
Then you can come deeper.
I onda ćete moći zaći dublje.
Fourth step. Are you still with me or is it already getting too intense for you?
Da li me još pratite ili postoje preintenzivno za vas? Jer sad smo do četvrtog korak stigli.
All right.
Dobro.
The fourth step is something which is absent in many devotees' life.
Četvrti korak je ono što nedostaje u životima brojnih bhakta.
But which is present in also other many devotees' lives also.
Ali što je također prisutno opet s druge strane u životima brojnih bhakta.
It is reflecting about what you have learned.
Radi se o razmišljanju o tome što smo naučili, o refleksiji.
It is called manana.
To se naziva manana.
I have heard this very much. It is a very present sometimes between husband and wife. They discuss so many spiritual subjects. It's very good.
Čuo sam da je to dosta prisutno u odnosu između muža i žene. Oni često raspravljaju o duhovnim temama i to je jako dobro.
When you reflect like this, you will get rid of two types of doubts.
Kada na taj način razmišljate, duboko razmišljate, razmatrate, oslobodit ćete se dvije vrste sumnje.
You need to reflect on what you have heard.
Morate razmišljati, razmatrati ono što ste čuli.
Think very deeply about it.
Vrlo duboko razmišljati o tome.
Don't be lazy.
Nemojte biti ljeni.
Leni, yes, leni. Don't be leni. What a nice word. Think on your own.
Mislite za sebe.
And the two types of doubts you will get free is very interesting.
I vrlo je zanimljivo to što se na taj način oslobođujete dvije vrste sumnje.
When you reflect about it, you will, the first type of doubt is, oh, this is impossible what I've just heard.
A prva vrsta sumnje je, joj, ovo što sam čuje zaista nevjerovatno.
I thought when I came to Krishna consciousness, 95% of what I heard is totally impossible.
Kad sam ja došao u svjesnost Krišne, čini mi se da sam od 90% onoga što sam čuo mislio da je potpuno nemoguće.
I was really suffering about this.
I zbog toga sam zaista patio.
Spiritual universe.
Duhovni univerzum.
Wish fulfilling trees.
Drveće koje ispunjava želje.
Two identities.
Dva identiteta istovremeno.
One in Gaura Lila, one in Krishna Lila.
Jedan u Gaura, drugi u Krishna Lili.
A reality beyond what I think is possible.
stvarnost iznad onoga što ja smatram mogućim.
I mean, I'm already pretty far out. I mean, something even far outer than I can think of.
Pa već sam dovoljno otkačen, a sada dolazi nešto što je otkačenje od onoga na što ja mogu misliti.
This is what I thought. Total egocentric.
Tako sam ja razmišljao, potpuno egocentrično.
But now I think everything is possible.
A sada opet mislim da je sve moguće.
And I have seen that.
A u to sam se i uvjerio.
The second doubt is that you doubt in what you have heard. You think this is false. What I have heard.
A druga sumnja je da sumnjate ono što ste čuli, kažete to je krivo, pogrešno.
No need to accept blindly.
Nema potrebe da slijepo prihvaćate.
But great need to reflect about what you have heard.
Ali postoji velika potreba da duboko razmišljate o onome što ste
When
čuli.
I joined, one devotee told me about this. You don't need to accept anything which you don't have reflected about.
A kad sam se priključio, tako mi jedan bhakta rekao, nema potrebe da prihvatiš bilo što što nisi dobro razmotrio.
Yes. So by this process,
i zahvaljujući tom procesu,
general association,
jedno općenito druženje,
then turning your attention to the Lord and practicing the process,
onda obraćanje svoje pažnje na Gospoda i praksu,
taking shelter in many Shravan gurus,
uzimanje utočišta mnogih Shravan gurua,
like you could read many the different scriptures which the great devotees of the Lord have written, and this would mean taking shelter in Shravan gurus, or you can listen. Shravan means listening.
Dakle, možete čitati različite spise koji su velike bhakte napisali, ili možete slušati različite osobe. To Shravan znači slušanje.
And then reflecting.
I onda duboko razmišljanje, razmatranje.
This will give a very powerful result to you.
Te će aktivnosti donijeti vrlo moćan rezultat.
You will develop faith in the merciful, omnipotent and omniscient Lord.
Razvijete vjeru u samilosnog, svemogućeg i najmilostivijeg Gospodina.
And with great faith you will serve him.
I sa velikom će da ga vjerom služiti.
This is so powerful.
I to je tako moćno.
Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur describes what happens if a devotee has faith in Krishna.
Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur opisuje što se zbiva ukoliko bhakta ima vjeru u Krishnu.
And if he follows the process which is given in the scriptures.
I ukoliko slijedi proces koji je dat u spisima.
Although he says, although the devotee may still be a little immature.
On kaže, iako bhakta može još uvijek biti malo nezreo,
Krishna will see his devotee.
Krishna će primijetiti svoga bhaktu.
And as a result, waves of mercy will come from the heart of Lord Krishna and empower his devotee with spiritual understanding.
I zbog toga će valovi milosti emanirati iz Krišnog srca, oni će dodirnuti toga bhaktu i opunomoćiti ga.
Have you ever noticed this in psychology?
Da li ste nekad primetili to u psihologiji?
That a person will see the endeavors of another person and will become totally charmed.
Da, na primjer, jedna osoba primijeti da se druga osoba trudi i od toga i time postaje potpuno očarana.
For instance, when a parent sees the little child trying to walk.
Na primjer, kada roditelji vide svoje malo dijete kako pokušava da hoda.
He knows this is not real walking.
Oni su svjesni, ovo nije baš istinsko hodanje.
But when he sees it, it goes like waves of feelings go from that.
Ali samo kad vidi to, istinski valovi emocija emaniraju iz srca.
Yeah, Krishna has this waves of compassion comes from this is Krishna is the original compassionate person.
A Krishna je najizvornija samilosna osoba, od njega dolazi sve to.
And he may see this devotee may still be conditioned with material senses and a material mind. But he is trying, having faith in Shastra and the process.
I takav bhakta može još uvijek biti uslovljen materijalnim čulima, materijalnim umom, ali on se trudi imajući vjeru u Shastre i u proces.
Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur describes the scenario.
Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur objašnjava taj scenarij.
Devotee reads the Gopal Tapani Upanishad, which is giving instructions how to meditate on Krishna.
Bhakta čita Gopal Tapani Upanishad, koji nas upućuje kako da meditiramo na Krishnu.
There it is described, Krishna is standing in the forest of Vrindavan.
I tamo je opisano kako Krishna se nalazi u šumi Vrindavana.
His body is glistening like a newly formed monsoon cloud.
Njegovo telo je blistavo poput svježeg monsunskog oblaka.
The soft wind moves Krishna's yellow dhoti.
Nježni povjetarci pokreću Krishnin žuti dhoti.
The dhoti makes a sound in the wind.
I dhoti odaje izvjesni zvuk na tom povjetarcu.
Krishna is in a meditative pose.
A Krishna je zauzeo meditativni položaj.
Well, the devotee says, dobro. And he starts to picture this in his internal meditation.
I tako Bhakta počne slikavati tu scenu u svojoj unutrašnjoj meditaciji.
And after some time he thinks, very good, I'm meditating about Krishna.
I nakon nekog vremena misli, vrlo dobro, pa ja meditiram na Krishnu.
But he is no, he's a neophyte.
Ali ne, pa on je samo početnik.
He has material senses.
Ima materijalna čula.
A material mind.
Materijalni um.
A material picture will form in his mind. That's not Krishna.
I materijalna slika će se obrazovati u njegovom umu, pa to nije Krishna.
But Krishna, on the other hand, feels, oh, my devotee thinks he meditates about me. Very good.
Ali Krishna opet s druge strane, on misli, pazi, ovaj bhakta misli da meditira na mene. I to je vrlo dobro.
At that time, these waves of mercy are activated in his heart.
I tada ti valovi milosti postaju aktivirani iz njegovog srca.
They empower the devotee with divine vision.
I oni opunomoćuju bhaktu, daju mu božansku viziju.
Hare Krishna. That's a very nice subject matter.
To je vrlo interesantna, lijepa, interesantna tema.
I have two more subjects.
Imam još dvije teme koje želim pokriti.
They are very sweet.
I oni su vrlo slatki.
But I would like to give you a little pause to ask your questions.
Ali želim sada omogućiti vama da postavite pitanja, to će biti jedan oblik pauze.
If there are.
Ukoliko ih imate.
If you have any questions, please ask them now.
Ako imate pitanja, molim vas postavite ih sada.
Ma Chandra. Now maybe what we can do, Dayane, is we can give a microphone so that the tape hearing world will hear Ma Chandra. Uno momento.
Hare Krishna. In association of devotees, I noticed that even knowing each other many years, like 10 years or more, even like our level of associating is just remain on in the time of kirtan or lecture. But then outside, this is little only like hello or how are you. So it looks like we don't have like so much shraddha in each other and like relationship are not so deep, and I noticed many devotees told me this. So if you'd like to give some advice to all of us, how between us can we develop this shraddha and have more deep relationship.
Mm-hmm. In Srpski.
U društvu bhakta primetio sam da čak i ako puno godina se znamo kao živimo zajedno, naše druženje se zasniva samo za vreme kirtana ili lekcije, a onda nakon toga je samo na nivou zdravo, kako si. Znači, nemamo, kao da izgleda, kao da nemamo dovoljno vjera u jedan od drugog i kao da odnosi nisu tako duboki. Tako bih želio da pitam da nam da neki savjet za to.
Mm-hmm. When I was very ill, I stayed in I was in Serbia, Mountain Tara, and afterwards or before I was invited in one bhakti vriksha program.
Kada sam bio vrlo bolestan, onda sam prebivao na Tari u Srbiji i tada posle ili Prije toga su me bili pozvali na neki Bhaktavi Vriksha program.
And I thought, because now I'm so sick and so ill, I will not say much, I will just sit and observe.
I onda sam mislio, pa sam sada tako bolestan, jednostavno neću puno govoriti, već ću sjesti i promatrati.
And I remember, I saw something which was very nice.
I sjećam se, primijetio sam nešto što je bilo vrlo fino.
Devotees were talking in the Bhakti Vriksha program with each other, but about spiritual subjects.
Na tom Bhakti Vriksha programu Bhakti su razgovarali međusobno, ali i o duhovnim temama.
For instance, there was a question, what was the most exciting thing which happened to you in your week?
Naprimjer, pitanje jedno bilo, šta je najuzbudljivije nešto što se dogodilo tokom tjedna?
And I can understand by now the Serbian language. I mean, I get an idea what is talked about. I can't understand every detail, but I could understand some very nice spiritual points were discussed.
I do sada već uspijevam polako razumjeti što se govori na srpskom. Ne mogu baš svaki detalj shvatiti, ali imam generalnu ideju i znam da su se, spominjale vrlo interesantne duhovne stvari.
Jiva Goswami describes that conversation is one important aspect of Vaishnav seva.
Jiva Goswami objašnjava da je razgovor jedan od bitnih vidova Vaishnava seve.
I remember just a few, maybe one week ago, Radhanath Maharaj came to Germany. Pošt, thank you, voila. You can tell the gentleman that we have just a lecture. Yes, Bhakti Granta. Yes. So let me describe to you how we associated.
Da, znači prije možda ne više od tjedan dana Radhanan Maharaj je došao u Njemačku i želim vam sada opisati kako smo se mi družili.
For me. Yes, you can take a... Please give him something to eat also, Bhakti Granta. He is a rare soul. He came... A letter has come, maybe from Radhanath Maharaj. we both are extremely busy.
Mi smo oboje vrlo zauzeti.
So we made a point. We want to associate.
Međutim, odlučili smo, želimo se družiti.
So one night, we had just finished the Ratha Yatra. We sat up till 3 o'clock in the morning.
I onda jedna noć upravo je završila Ratha Yatra.
Maybe this is a present from Radhanath Maharaj.
I onda smo sjedili do 3 ujutro.
What is happening?
Pazi.
Oh, someone is in there. Maybe Radhanath Maharaj. You just wanted to bring the present. Postman brought it. My dear devotees, what should we do now? Who wants to hear a philosophical subject? No one! Veena Chandra. So what should we do?
Dakle, šta da radimo?
I'm very afraid maybe a lion comes out.
Jako se bojim, možda će nešto izletiti, nisam čuo šta. Šta? A, lav će se možda pojaviti.
It looks very alive.
Izgleda vrlo živo ovaj paket.
All right. Shrihari with his sword?
Дали овде Шрихари со своим мачем да ме заштити? Maybe a desire tree sent something. Tako se bojim da će nešto iskočiti.
Thank you very much.
Hvala vam puno.
Very nice. We actually want to install Lord Shiva in Goloka Dham.
Zapravo želimo instalirati Shivu u Goloka Dham.
And when I saw this Lord Shiva, I really wanted to have him.
I kad sam vidio ovog Shivu, zaista sam ga poželio imati.
And at the same time, when we did a wonderful Shiva Lingam, which is self-manifested in the river Namada, came. Madhavananda just taught me.
A u isto vrijeme, jedna jako predivna Shiva Linga koja je samo manifestirana i koja je nađena u Narmada rijeci je došla. To mi je Madhavananda upravo rekao.
Yes, it's like on this, see on this picture.
Kao na ovoj slici.
And you have a very, and now the devotees have come together and organized this Nrisimhadev deity. They have helped us to get it. I'm very grateful. Thank you very much.
I su se bakte skupili i pomogli su nam da dobijemo ovo Shiva božanstvo i ja sam vrlo zahvalan. Hvala vam puno.
Lord Shiva comes when the devotees are merciful.
Shiva dolazi kada su bakte milostivi.
Thank you very, very much. Very grateful. I have a special relationship to Lord Shiva because I was for a long time in the Himalayas and I've also traveled to the mountain Kailash to pray for his mercy to show me a direction in my life, and he has come.
Razvio sam poseban odnos prema Shivi zato što sam dugo vremena proveo na Himalajima, a također sam išao je na Kailaš moliti ga da mi da upute kojim putem da se krećem.
And I always wanted to show my gratitude by building a little temple for him, and I will do this.
I uvijek sam želio pokazati svoju, izraziti svoju zahvalnost izgradivši mali hram za njega i sada ću to i učiniti.
But I didn't have a Lord Shiva.
Ali nisam imao Shivu.
And he has appeared in two forms, in his a beautiful linga form and also in a visible form like this.
I onda se sad pojavio u dva oblika, u predivnom lingam obliku i u ovom vidljivom obliku ovdje.
I don't know when the present came, I was very afraid because I thought something will come out, but it showed Lord Shiva is I really didn't know what would come. I did not play a role, but I was really afraid of it.
Da, kad je poklon došao, zaista sam bio uplašen, nisam glumio, mislio sam da nešto možda ne iskoči, nisam znao što će se dogoditi.
You know, when it came, this rocked like this. You know.
Kada je stigla ova kutija, se ovako, kako se kaže, tresla.
And once in Germany, on the German farm, we had a little lion. Someone gave us a little lion and he became bigger and bigger.
A jedno na njemačkoj farmi smo čak i imali jednog klava. Nekad nam je dao malešno klava, onda je postao sve veći i veći.
Lord Shiva is certainly very much alive. I was afraid when he came.
Shiva je svakako više nego živ i zato sam se pomalo bojao kad je došao.
But he blesses everyone.
Ali on svakoga blagosilja.
Thank you very much, my dear devotees. This list of devotees who have help to organize this Lord Shiva. We will put it in the temple and it will be there under Lord Shiva. So you will be remembered.
Hvala vam puno, Bhakta. Znači ovdje je data i lista Bhakta koji su pomogli da se ovaj Shiva nabavi i mi ćemo staviti tu listu u templu tako da se ljudi mogu sjećati tih Bhakta.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very, very much. What to do now?
A šta sada radite?
I suggest we just finish the point. Is it all right with you?
Predlažem da jednostavno završimo sa ovom pointom koju smo započeli.
You have totally thrown me out of my concept.
Potpuno ste me izbacili.
Now you know the real Sachinandana Swami.
I sada ste upoznali istinskog Sachinandana Swami.
I always have my notes so that I stick with my concept, but now you have thrown me out.
Nosim uvijek svoje bilješke tako da se mogu držati koncepta, ali sad ste me vi...
I wanted to say that it's very important for devotees to associate on a very deep level with each other.
Htio sam reći da je za bhakte vrlo značajno da se druže na jedan duboki način.
I remembered we were Radhana Maharaj myself talked about something which is very, very important for both of us.
Sjećam se kako smo Radhan Maharaj i ja govorili o nečemu što je veoma, veoma značajno za obojicu.
And then we were very then it was not enough.
A onda nam nije bilo dosta.
Then we reserved a whole day. He was flying later out of Germany, one day later.
Onda smo se odvojili cijeli jedan dan, on je odgodio svoj odlazak iz Njemačke za jedan dan.
And he, we walked through the forest and he told me about the discussions which went on between him and Bhaktitirtha Maharaj at the last state of Bhaktitirtha Maharaj's lives.
I onda smo mi šetali kroz šumu, a on mi je prepričavao razgovor koji se odvijao između njega i Bhaktitirtha Maharaj u zadnjoj fazi njegovog života.
They were very confidential.
Ti su razgovori bili vrlo povjerljivi.
Extremely Krishna conscious. I was very surprised and they started on the highest possible level their discussions.
I izuzetno svjesni Krishna. Bio sam zapanjen. Njihovi su razgovori počinjali na najvišem nivou.
And you could see by Bhaktitirtha Maharaj's last lectures how he was absorbing these discussions.
Iz sa zadnjih lekcija Bhaktitirtha Maharaja možete uvidjeti kako je on apsorbirao te razgovore, diskusije.
This we need between all of us.
I to je potrebno svima nama.
Don't be lonely wolves.
Nemojte biti usamljeni vuci.
Don't be, let me say, very afraid of spiritual discussions.
Nemojte se bojati duhovnih razgovora.
You need to enter them with everything.
Potrebno je da potpuno uđete u njih.
Sometimes you may become vulnerable when you open yourself up to devotees.
Ponekad, ako se otvorite bhaktama, možete postati ranjivi.
But this is important for our spiritual growth.
Ali to je bitno za naš duhovni razvitak.
You cannot do this with everyone. It must be someone who is a little like-minded.
Normalno to ne možete raditi sa svima. To mora biti osoba koja je pomalo slične naravi.
Yes. Can I teach you a new song now?
Da li vas sada mogu naučiti jednu novu pjesmu?
Because Lord Shiva has come in my life.
Zato što je Shiva došao u moj život.
And you were all present.
I pošto ste svi bili vi prisutni,
we will go now to Mountain Kailash.
Sada ćemo se preseliti na Kailash planinu.
If you think this is cold the nights, it's nothing.
Ako mislite da su ovdje noći hladne, ma vjerujte, to nije ništa.
But at the same time it's so ecstatic in Mountain Kailash.
A istovremeno na Kailashu je vrlo ekstatična atmosfera.
Shiva appears in your dream.
Shiva vam se pojavljuje u snovima.
Vaishnavanam yata shambhu. He's the greatest of all devotees.
On je najveći od svih bhakta.
And he wants to bring the fallen people to Krishna.
I želi pale ljude dovesti do Krishna.
I will tell you a story about Lord Shiva. I've changed my concept.
A sada ću vam... Promijenio sam koncept i ispričat ću vam jednu priču o Shivi.
Hare Krishna. Lord Shiva came with his matted hair, dressed as a very simple beggar before the palace of Nanda Maharaj.
Ispred palača Nanda Maharaja došao je Shiva obučen kao obični prosjek sa svojom zamršenom kosom.
Yashoda Ma was informed.
Obavijestili su Nanda Maharaja o tome.
And she came out.
I on izišao.
Where is your son?
To je bila Yashoda. Gdje je tvoj sin?
Yashoda looked at Lord Shiva, who looked like the most charismatic beggar.
Yashoda Ma je gledala u Shivu koji izgledao kao najkarizmatičniji prosjek.
And she was thinking, my Gopal, if he sees form, ashes, dreadlocks, very intense eyes, he will cry.
Ako Gopal vidi ovo u osobu koja je sva, koja je premazana s pepelom, koja ima dreadlockse i vrlo intenzivne oči, počeće plakati.
When she thought like this, she heard Gopal crying inside.
I pomislivši na to, odmah je čula Gopal kako plače unutar kuće.
I have no time for you now. See some other children, please.
Pa trenutno nema vremena za tebe, idi pogledaj neku drugu djecu, molim te.
He's very sensitive. Goodbye.
On je jako osjetljiv. Dođenje.
And she went inside, and Krishna, who wanted to see Lord Shiva, was crying and crying.
I ona je tako ušla, a Krishna, koji je htio vidjeti Shivu, je plakao i plakao.
Mother Yashoda misunderstood.
I majka Yashoda je krivo to razumjela.
He wants milk, and she tried to breastfeed him.
Želi mlijeko, onda ga je htjela podojiti.
But Gopal did not want the milk of the mother.
Ali Gopal nije htio majčino mlijeko.
This means ordinarily the death of the child.
I uobičajeno to nagovještava smrt djeteta.
For 3 days Gopal didn't drink the milk of Yashoda.
Tokom 3 dana Gopal nije pio Yashodino mlijeko.
And cried.
I plakao je.
Nanda Maharaj said this. What could be the reason?
Nanda Maharaj se pitao, šta bi mogao biti razlog?
Said Yashoda, it all started when this beggar came.
Pa sve je počelo kada onaj prosjak došao.
He must have spelled disfortune over our boy.
Mora da je neku nesreću bacio na našeg dječaka.
Nanda Maharaj said, what did he want?
A Nanda Maharaj je pitao, a šta je taj prosjek želio?
He said he had come from Kailash and he only wanted the darshan of Gopal.
Pa rekao da je sišao s Kailasha i da je samo htio vidjeti Gopala, njegov darshan da dobije.
I can't be responsible for what happens, what Gopal sees when he sees this wild man.
Ja ne želim biti odgovorna za ono što će se dogoditi kad Gopal vidi tog divljeg čovjeka.
No, he is a sadhu, we cannot send him away.
Ma ne, pa on je sadu, ne možemo ga tek tako ispratiti.
He can start coming into the hall.
Može za početak ući u hodnik.
And then you can start coming with Gopal from the other side.
A ti s druge strane se možeš početi približavati s Gopalom.
And we see what happens.
I vidjet ćemo šta će se dogoditi.
If he cries more, then you go back.
Ako još više počne plakati, ti se vratiš.
And if he cries less, you come closer to the beggar.
A ako manje plače, ti se sve više približavaš prosjeku.
Okay, said Yashoda.
Dobro, rekla Yashoda.
Maybe this is the last thing which helps.
Možda je to zadnja šansa.
But where was the beggar?
Ali gdje da nađu sad prosjek?
They looked all over Nandagram.
Tražili su po cijelom Nandagramu.
Shiva had disappeared into one forest.
Shiva je bio nestao, išao u jednu šumu.
This forest name is still there, you can visit it. It's a beautiful forest, it's called Akshayavan.
Akshayavan se zove i ona je predivna i još uvijek je možete posjetiti.
And he was meditating like this.
I na ovaj način je Shiva tamo meditirao.
On Lord Krishna.
Na gospoda Krishna.
Yashoda sent all the millions of gopis to find this beggar. Go and find the beggar, please.
Yashoda je poslala sve milijune gopija. Molim vas, idite i pronađite tog prosjeka.
And bring him here.
I dovedite ga ovamo.
And when so the little gopis came and saw Lord Shiva.
I onda kad su male gopije vidjela Shivu.
Come.
Dođi.
Shiva opened his eyes.
Shiva je otvorio svoje oči.
I only come when I see Gopal, otherwise I will meditate until the end of this universe.
Doći ću jedino ukoliko mogu vidjeti Gopala, u suprotnom meditirajući do kraja postojanja svemira.
Da. Doći. And the gopis, the little gopis brought him to the doors of the palace hall.
I male gopije su ga tako dovele do vrata palače.
The moment Gopal felt that Lord Shiva was approaching, he started to make happy sounds.
I onog trenutka kad je Gopal primijetio da Shiva se primiče, počeo je proizvoditi ugodne zvuke.
And when Mother Yashoda carried him in,
i dok je majka Yashoda prinosila Shivu,
and he saw Lord Shiva,
i kako ga je vidio,
he was going like this. And Mother Yashoda came closer and closer.
Prišla bliže i bliže.
She was still afraid of Lord Shiva.
Još uvijek se bojala Shiva.
But finally Lord Shiva took Lord Krishna in his arm.
I konačno je Shiva uzeo gospoda Krishna u svoje ruke.
And they spoke about many things.
Oni su razgovarali o mnogim stvarima.
Through the eyes.
Putem očiju.
Then Lord Shiva gave him back.
I onda ga je Shiva vratio.
And Mother Yashoda put Gopal in the cradle.
A majka Yashoda je stavila Gopala u, kako se zove?
And Shiva paid his obeisances.
A Shiva je odao svoje poštovanje.
And when he came up,
a kada je se digao,
little Gopal took his hand and smeared his tilak.
Mali Gopal je svojom rukom razmazao Shivin tilak.
So, Lord Shiva had that tripundra tilak, huh?
Shiva ima tri pundra tilak.
From little Gopal. And he prayed many prayers.
Da, i to mi je Gopal stavio da je tilak. I onda je Shiva uputio razne molitve.
Yes, and yes, and he said, I only want to stay here in Nandagram.
I rekao je, sve što želim je da ostanem ovdje u Nandagramu.
And I want to eat what is offered to Gopal.
I želim jesti ono što je ponuđeno Gopalu.
That will be my food.
To će biti moja hrana.
And Mother Yashoda said, yes, stay here, because from here drinks again the milk.
Majka je rekla, da, to je u redu, ostani ovdje jer ponovo je počeo piti mlijeko.
And from that day on you find even up till now a little Shiva mandir in the Nanda Bhavan, that means the house of Nanda Maharaj or palace Nanda Maharaj, in on the tip of the Nandishwari hill. You can, when you go there, ask, I want to see the Shiva temple.
I tako je to do dana današnjeg, još uvijek možete vidjeti taj mali hram Shive, on se nalazi u Nandagramu, na vrhu, u Nanda Bhavanu, na vrhu, pored Nanda Bhavana, na vrhu Nandishwara hrama. Ako otiđete tamo, zatražite da vam pokaže Shivin hram.
And the pujari never offer something separately to Lord Shiva.
I pujari nikad ništa posebno ili odvojeno ne nudi Krishna.
When Krishna has eaten on the main altar, they bring his prasadam to that little Shiva lingam.
Kad je Krishna jeo na sa glavnog oltara, maha prasadam donesu do Shiva linge.
There are many wonderful things, and I just read in the Narada Pancharatna this yesterday. I read that Lord Shiva has his place, it's Kashi, and when someone dies, he gives them a mantra.
Shiva prebiva u tom mjestu koje se zove Kashi i kad neko tamo umre, onda Shiva mu daje mantru.
You want to know this mantra?
Želite čuti mantru?
It cannot be told.
Ali ne mogu vam je reći.
It's a very secret.
To je vrlo tajnovita mantra.
It's such a powerful mantra. If I would tell you, it says in the Narada Pancharatna, the person would die.
To je tako moćna ratna. Ova mantra piše u Pančaratri. Ukoliko vam je rekao, onda čovjek taj može umrijeti.
I'm not making jokes. It's really like this.
Ja se ne šalim, zaista je tako.
So you can find out that, but the name of Krishna is inside. This is all I can tell you.
Možete sami otkriti. Međutim, Krishna ime je sadržano u toj mantri, to je sve što mogu reći.
Shiva is the greatest devotee of Krishna.
Shiva je najveći bhakta Krishna.
Yes, and he can help us.
I može nam pomoći.
So I'm very happy. As afraid as I was that you would make some heavy joke with me, some Serbian joke, but
jako sam sretan, jako sam probitno bio jako uplašen da ćete neku srpsku šalu sa mnom izvesti.
I really thought you had carried someone in and he would jump out on me or something.
Zaista sam mislio da ste nekoga donijeli u ovoj kutiji da će on skočiti na mene ili nešto slično.
Sorry, I'm not very sensitive. I should have felt. All right, so tomorrow we will continue. We will hear actually about the gradual ladder of Shraddha.
I onda ćemo sutra nastaviti, znači, i čućemo o tom postupnom uspinjanju uz merdevine Shraddhe.
You will actually also hear the voice of the soul tomorrow.
A sutra ćete zaista čuti i glas duše.
Thank you very much. I wish you all the best and thank you very, very much for Lord Shiva.
Hvala vam puno, želim sve najbolje i puno vam se zahvaljujem za Shivu.
One little remark. We have changed the program a little bit so that we will have tomorrow our Nam Yagya.
Jedna primjedba mala, promijenili smo program tako da će naša Nama Yagya biti sutra.
Yeah, we will start already at 6 o'clock.
Počinjemo već u 6 sati.
And yes, maybe Madhva Muni and Kishori and Venurati and Ojashvi can just come and we will talk about this. Yes, you have heard it. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gauranitai ki, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.